Mitt Romney is expected to get a boost in his campaign this weekend. The Iowa straw poll is upcoming, and the former Massachusetts governor is expected to win that non-binding vote, partly because he's worked hard and is doing well in polls there, and also because his toughest competition, Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, and Fred Thompson, aren't participating. Last night, Romney appeared before approximately 300 people packed into the ballroom of the West Tampa restaurant La Terracita. Instead of going after some of those named Republicans that he needs to surpass to win the nomination, Romney's bashing Democrats. First, John Edwards.
In my view, we ought to add 100,000 troops to our military and increase our military. You probably saw that. There's not a war on terror, he said. It's just a Bush bumper sticker. Well, you tell that to the people in Indonesia and Malaysia. You tell that to the people in Pakistan and Israel and to the people in Tanzania and Kenya and Spain and England and right here in the United States. There's a war being waged by the terrorists. And there will be a war waged on them if I'm president or a Republican is president.
And then, as he did in the Sunday morning debate on ABC, Barack Obama.
He said that during his first year in office, you think about the priorities you have as president of the United States. In his first year, he's going to visit Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, Assad, Ahmadinejad, four of the world's worst tyrants and dictators. He's going to visit them and give them the dignity of the presence of the President of the United States. That's what he'd do. And then about a week later, he said he would be, you know, attacking inside Pakistan whether or not they wanted us to. So he went from Jane Fonda to Dr. Strangelove in 1 week. He wants to sit down and have tea with our enemies and bomb our friends.
On the economy, he took on Hillary Clinton, depicting her as some sort of Marxist.
Senator Clinton the other day said that we've always been an on-your-own society, and that needs to change, she said. We need to be a we're-in-it-all-together society, shared responsibility. So it's out with Adam Smith and in with Karl Marx. And I think she misunderstands the idea that in this country, we so love opportunity and freedom, and we so love the responsibility of the individual that that's helped build our nation. And that it wasn't that Adam Smith was heartless. He just recognized that if you gave people personal incentives, that would create a greater and more vibrant economy for all of us. And so my view is unleash as much of the American enterprise and enthusiasm as you can. Keep the taxes down. Her view is raise the taxes. She wants a new huge tax increase in 2011. No way. Get rid of the death tax forever.
After his 15-minute stump speech, it was time, as the event had been labeled, to ask Mitt anything. But only six questions were asked. In part, it was suggested because of a problem with air conditioning in the venerable restaurant's ballroom. First up was Corky Stern of Largo, who asked whether Romney believes that because of the needs for our military, did the candidate favor bringing back the draft? Romney said no, but says he does want to significantly beef up the military.
And I believe that our military is too small now. We need to add to our troops. And I think we're going to need to spend about 30 to 40 and maybe even more billion per year on equipment, new armament systems, as well as care for our veterans that are coming home.
When asked about Iraq and the surge, Romney quoted the Brookings Institute's Kenneth Pollack and Michael O'Hanlon's op-ed in the New York Times last week, saying that the surge is working militarily right now. He expressed the opinion that it would be wrong to leave the country anytime soon.
I can't say with conviction whether it is or is not going to work. We're going to get a report on that from General Petraeus. But I can tell you it's the right thing to do now. And that pulling out and walking away would have a potential downside for this country that I hope people recognize. And that is that if that country goes into massive civil war, it could easily draw in their neighbors.
A recent poll finds Romney with a strong lead in the all-important state of Iowa, home of the caucuses next January. He's also doing well in the state of New Hampshire, his New England neighbor. Ann Voss is co-chair of the Hillsborough County Romney team.
I support him for a number of reasons, but two or three of the most important to me are how he got Massachusetts out of $3 billion of debt, and our nationally we're trillions in debt, and also his health care program that he did without making it a state health care program. He worked on that. And then his tremendous job that he did with the U.S. Winter Olympics.
Teresa Chiquette is an undecided voter who came to La Terracita to check out Romney. She said she likes what she knows of his health care plan in Massachusetts, but said she would be unhappy if he blows off the GOP YouTube debate tentatively scheduled for next month. The former governor derided the Democratic YouTube debate as unseemly, in particular answering questions from a snowman.
That would be disappointing. I think all of the candidates need to really step up to the plate and let us hear what they feel about the issues, because we may miss them at various times, and I'd really like to see him do that.